Welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., mama, CEO, and founder of the Rising Wolf Coaching, seven-figure business owner, and the creator of the Wealth Expansion System. Myself and my team help freedom-seeking fempreneurs reach effortless high cash months without the hustle. Join us for conversations on money manifesting, business growth, passive revenue, and coming home to your birthright of being wildly wealthy. Hi, my friend, and welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C. And first and foremost, I'm so grateful that you're here. Oh my gosh, today's episode is going to be all about money manifestation. It's going to be about toxic hustle culture and just a really, really informative podcast episode for you if you are in the process of being able to call in more wealth in the energy of ease. So first off, we have to kind of understand what that means. The energy of ease, okay? So simply put, I don't believe in toxic hustle culture. However, it is surrounding us on the daily. So number one, the reason why I feel so powerful about helping women in business become wildly wealthy. First off, it's your mother effing birthright to be wildly wealthy. It is not your birthright to struggle. You didn't come here to struggle. You came here to have all of the abundance, the flow of just goodness flowing your way, and you deserve that, and you are worthy, and it is your birthright. So that is my job, to bring people back home to that, but more so in the energy of ease, because you also didn't come here to risk your mental health to make more money. That's just not, doesn't feel good. Does not feel good at all. So yesterday I made an Instagram story, just kind of talking a little bit about what we are going to talk about today, which is if you feel discomfort. I'm also live streaming with my community on Instagram as well. So if you guys feel this as well, please give me a thumbs up. If you have ever felt discomfort when you slow down, and let me explain what this means. Discomfort can look like, okay, all of a sudden you're not working, you're slowing down, or you're on vacation, or you're done working for the day, and all of a sudden you start feeling this kind of like urgency. Oh, it doesn't feel good to not be productive. I have to either numb, drink, eat, do all these things to numb out, scroll, do all these things, because being still feels wildly wildly uncomfortable. Now, the other side of this is it feels like we have to produce more. It feels like we have to do more. And then when we slow down, it doesn't feel good. It feels like this just deep, deep panic urgency of like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Like, I have to keep producing more. I have to keep doing more. And then when you have that feeling, the only way a lot of times we know how to bring ourselves back down is to numb, to self-medicate, to kind of bring ourselves down to a baseline, right? So this has almost everything to do with nervous system regulation. When I work with my clients, they'll actively be calling in wealth, or they'll be, you know, working on strategy for, you know, building their coaching business or building their education business or things of that nature. And I can always tell when their nervous system is in misalignment. It's generally in the language they use, in the pace of their language, just kind of specific questions that I'll ask, and you can tell that nervous system dysregulation is a huge, huge factor here. Now, here's the thing: that toxic hustle culture is so common and almost celebrated in a lot of ways. And so, what I mean by this is, it's like, do more, work hard, hustle, girl, keep going, do all this, right? And it makes you feel like if you're not reaching your goals, or you're not reaching your income goals, then all of a sudden, or you're quote unquote slower, having a slower month, right? That you have to do more, produce more, create more, launch more, all of these things. And it doesn't feel good, because here's the thing, is that you will reach your goal whether you do it in toxic hustle culture or not. You will reach it. But here's the difference, is that when you are manifesting and when you are intentionally calling in wealth in the energy of toxic hustle culture, you will reach your goal. But here's the only thing, is that it won't feel good getting there. And when you do get there, it will feel oh, that's it. Okay. So what's okay. Now I have to do more. It's like, okay, well, what's next? I'll have to do more. Cause it never feels good enough. It never feels fulfilling. It never feels life-giving. It always just is like, okay, I reached my goal. Let's just say your goal was, I'm just going to say this in monetary because we're talking about money manifestation. Let's just say your goal was 5K months. Okay. You got there and now you're like, okay, let's do 6K months. Okay. 10K months. Okay. 20K months. And then it never feels good enough. It never feels enough. And that's the problem that we face with toxic hustle culture is it's this continuation of having to do more, produce more, be more at the risk of your mental health and your presence. And when you are trying to be present, you're thinking about work. It's in your brain all the time. When you're not working, when you're on vacation, you're thinking about what do I need to post? What do I need to do? What's on my to-do list? And it's swirling around and it steals your presence. So here's the thing that I also, like I just wanted to share this example because it just popped up. I subscribed to this email list for this other woman who is a seven-figure entrepreneur like myself. And I immediately unsubscribed after today, and it has nothing. I'm sure she's a lovely human being, but I immediately unsubscribed because I realized there was definitely misalignment. This is probably not someone I want to consume content from, and here is why. So the email started out with. I'm going to read it because I wrote it down, and it said, "Scrambling for sales at the end of a bad month." Let me just unpack that for a second. Scrambling for sales at the end of a bad month. And what? Let me just preface this, that bad meant low cash month. That's what that's what bad meant in this. If you didn't have the whole email in front of you, it was basically how to reach your cash month goal. Okay. So here's what I do when it comes from taking one of my clients out of toxic hustle culture into energy of ease and faith and trust and flow and intuition mixed with intentional strategy, because they need that strategy and the ease need to come together, right? You can't have a business with just faith. You can't just think your way into a successful and life-giving business. It definitely has to have an alignment of core values, an alignment of strategy that feels good and supportive and life-giving, right? So one of the things is going to whack your, like, it's going to literally throw your nervous system into a loop is judgment. And one of my Rising Wolf coaches, Bridget, talks about this. She's a nervous system specialist, and she talks about this inside of our programs. But it is one of the hardest things to navigate because it's everywhere. And if you are used to self-judgment, or you're used to the judgment of others, or you're fearful of judgment, it's going to send you into this spiral of dysregulation. And this was the perfect sentence that says, scrambling for sales at the end of a bad month. And it was like 10 ways to do like fast cash injections. And I'm like, oh, want to drown. Like, no. Just, I mean, it works for some people, but like, this is just like, it doesn't come across like it. The focus is all on money. The focus is on a bad month. Like if you had a slower month or not as many sales, that it's bad. No, we're not labeling anything. We're just not labeling anything. Because at the end of the day, once we label something good or bad, it's just going to, how do I want to say this? It feels as though you get to, at the end of the day, everything is neutral. Everything is neutral. You get to decide if something is good or bad. And if you think a slower month is bad, there's so much judgment and dysregulation that'll happen from that space. And if you're only focused on the money and you're not focused on helping people, then it's never going to feel like enough. It's never going to feel like enough money. It just isn't. So one thing that I want you to remember is that if you have ever felt like I have to keep going. There's discomfort in slowing down, but I want to be financially free. Here is my biggest piece of advice. And we're going to be talking about this all month inside of our Money Magic Summer Camp. My biggest piece of advice is, number one, search for the feeling. What is the feeling that you are searching for with financial freedom? What is that feeling that you're searching for? It's probably more ease. So we have to kind of reverse engineer it. If it's more ease and flow, if you feel like having more money in your bank account is going to give you less anxiety or less fear or less worry, then the most important thing for you to do is to find that now. Where is ease living in your life? Because if you are trying to reach financial freedom in the energy of dysregulation, once you get there, it's not all of a sudden you are just regulated and you feel ease now. That's not how it works. I'm going to share with you a personal story, because you may be wondering, Jamie, why the hell do you feel so passionate about helping people through this? It's because I lived it. I lived it. I was in toxic hustle culture for the better part of my career. I had, when I was heavily, I started my career in the hair industry, and it blew up very, very quickly, kind of faster than I had anticipated. And I had literally so much suppressed emotions. I had no clue how to self-regulate. I had no idea about success. I had just all of these vanity metrics and all of these things, and people like kind of glamorizing the fact that I had a lot of followers or a verified account and all of these things. And like, all of a sudden I was traveling all over the country and teaching all these classes, and I was getting these awards, and people were just like calling me in the store by my Instagram handle. And it was fucking traumatizing. If I look back at it, it was so traumatizing, because I just felt like this little girl who was just like screaming on the inside, pretending to have to be something on the outside. And at the end of the day, it never, like, then I was like, oh, I have to keep producing. I have to be this person. I have to keep doing these things. And then all of a sudden, I recognized that I was just miserable. But on the outside, I had more money in the bank at that time of my life than I had ever seen. And I had thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. I had a team. I had clients. I had all these things. I mean, on the outside, I had every box checked. On the inside, I was having suicidal ideation. I was disassociating. I was drinking. I was miserable. I was having panic attacks every day. I was anxious. All of just this, so much dysregulation. And then when the sales would drop in my brain, in my perception drop, I'd be like, oh, I have to launch something else. Oh, I have to launch something else. And I was in this constant state of fear and panic. Constant state. So here's the reality, is that if you are in a state of trying to get all the boxes checked externally, you may get all the boxes checked. But if your boxes aren't checked internally, it's never going to feel good. Because the reality is that your internal world is so much more important than your external. And it will reflect that. But if there is misalignment, it's just, I can't tell you how many times I have met like my clients before they start working. They're like, I have everything I could have ever wanted. Like, I truly do on the outside, but I'm just can't slow down. I don't know what's wrong. I'm miserable. Anytime I slow down, I'm about to have a panic attack. And whether it was my situation or something along the lines of that, just know that it's possible for you to come back home to your innate worthiness, to your innate safety, to create a life. Like, I basically started over. I sold my businesses. After I had like my spiritual awakening and then I had went through years of healing, I could not be that person anymore. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. And first off, I didn't like it. I didn't like teaching those things. I didn't like teaching any of it anymore. I wanted to help people through my personal experience that I had had because I knew I was not the only one. I knew I was not the only one who was had built something or and just was miserable, miserable. So now I have a business that I am head over heels in love with. I am the happiest I have ever been. I have so much ease in my life. I am just like, I'm going to cry thinking about it. Like, it is just unreal, unreal that I get to do what I get to do, that I get to help the people that I get to do. And it's just such a blessing. It is such a blessing to be able to help people get out of, you know, where they are to where they want to be and to create, because at the end of the day, like, you're allowed to make a shit ton of money, but do it because your whole body and your spirit is guiding you through impact and purpose, not just because you want to say, oh, I have X amount in the bank account. Like, it, I went off on a tangent. Hopefully it landed somewhere with somebody, but I'm gonna bring it back around. So number one, if you feel discomfort or feel anxiety or panic or this sense of urgency when you slow down, that is an opportunity to recognize that there is some adjusting that can be done. There are, and again, I'm going to go back to the email that I read, the scrambling for sales at the end of the month, at the end of a bad month. Oh God, every part of my body just like, can we just, there's no good or bad. You get to decide. It's neutral. At the end of the day, focus on who you want to help and what lights you up and what makes you happy. And if you're only focused on the money or the vanity metrics, it's not sustainable and it doesn't feel as good. It doesn't feel good. Money is the byproduct of your impact. Truly. I don't focus on like how much money can I make each month. I knew what I wanted to make, but I knew it based off of how much impact. I want to help more people, and I know that that will in turn relate to more financial freedom, and in return, more financial freedom for my clients. And it's wild to me. It's wild to me that the moment I let those things go, the moment I just sank into what my heart really wanted to do, I made more money than I have ever made in my entire life. And guess what? It feels enough. For once in my life, I'm so happy. I'm so grounded. I get to help so many incredible people. Like, just the relationships I have with my clients and the people that I get to help, like, it feels so life-giving. So that is how we manifest, is through ease. And you want it to feel good. You want it to feel good. All right. So if you have that dysregulation feeling, here's what I want you to do. I want you to find the feeling now. I want you to search for it now. I want you to find it now. Where is it existing? Sink into that as deeply as you can. I'm sending you so much love. If you are joining our Money Magic Summer Camp, babe, you are in for it. We're spending a whole month together with myself and my two other coaches. We're going to help you with nervous system dysregulation. We're going to be helping you with manifesting wild wealth, unlocking your portal to wealth, unlocking all of the blocks that are just are holding you back from making that impact, from showing up fully to fully expressing yourself, and having a business that gives you the freedom that you really want. That's what you opened up your business for. Time freedom, financial freedom, and to have a business that feels life-giving. So if it doesn't feel that way, then there's some adjustments that need to be made, and that's okay. All right, I'm sending you so much love, and if you are interested in joining, the doors close in 4 days. So if you are looking at this or listening to this past that, then we are probably in the middle of tons of money manifestation mindset work, and we'll always have options for you to enroll in something that feels super in alignment for you at that time. All right, sending you so much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye bye for now. We'll be right back.